The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the sea, which collects fish of every kind. When it is full, they haul it ashore and sit down to put what is good into pockets. What is bad, they throw away. Thus it will be at the end of the age. The angels will go out and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." "Do you understand all these things?" They answered, "Yes." And he replied, "Then every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household who brings from his storeroom both the new and the old." When Jesus finished these parables, he went away from there. The Gospel of the Lord. So now you can see, hopefully, if you are listening really, the connection between the first reading from Jeremiah and the Gospel this morning. And you know, the potter, he or she making a vessel or a cup or a pot, trying to get it right, and sometimes it doesn't come out right, and then they keep at it till they get it right. And then in the parable of the Gospel this morning, when the fishermen cast out the net, there's good and bad fish, and you know, to try to separate them. How did that apply to our lives? Well, look at your life, and I look at my life. And my life is made up of good and bad, because that's what the parables lately have been talking about. We're all a mixture. And the wise person, I think it's true to say the wise person is the one who never lets anything go to waste. Now, so let me explain that to you. When I look at my life, there's lots of failures, and almost certainly, my failures outnumber any success that I have, that I had. And you know, it's I think that's maybe true of most of us. It's good to be able to say I was wrong. Now, many people cannot say that, and we see examples of that every day. You need only look at the news on television these days. And when did you last hear or see, for example, a politician saying, "I was wrong, I'm sorry, I ask you to forgive me"? Wouldn't that person go up amazingly in your estimation, in your opinion? And just like the potter making the vessels, and the fishermen bringing in all kinds of fish and then separating them, we come to God more by doing it wrong than doing it right. If I could, and if you could, get that firmly into our heads and into our hearts. We come to God more by doing it wrong than doing it right. And God never expected us, I don't think, to always get it right. When are we going to learn that? Probably one of the most wonderful things we could learn in our lives. So this morning, I leave you with that thought for you to work it out yourself. And the thought is, we come to God more by doing it wrong than doing it right.